coming up, we've got Dr. Frederick Weihurst, the FBI's most famous, successful whistleblower, former head of the FBI crime lab. Because I wanted to talk to him about the culture at the FBI. Because I just constantly see confirmed news articles where they just frame anybody and everybody and shut people up, and it's creeping me out. Because we've got the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Fox News now, writing articles saying I'm calling for violence and I'm evil, and I'm not. All we've ever talked about is not having violence. And I've had people showing up at events saying, hey, let's kill cops. And I've been covering military drills and had people just pop out of the bushes and start setting fire to things, trying to say I did it. I mean, I've had them try to set me up over and over again. Military intelligence, it came out in the news, last year, that Ron Paul and myself are surveilled by the Pentagon illegally. That was even in the Baltimore Sun. And I'm a syndicated radio host. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a libertarian. And there's an article every day in the New York Times, London Guardian, Fox News. I mean, there's an article every day saying I'm violent and that I want terrorism. And so that's not a few weeks ago when I wanted to get Dr. Frederick Weihurst on. That wasn't my main reason for getting him on, but I wanted to ask him his advice as a whistleblower and somebody they tried to persecute. We're going to break here in a moment, but we're going to go to him right now here. Dr. Frederick Weihurst, America's first successful FBI whistleblower, forced to the president to an executive order ensuring whistleblower protection of all FBI agents who expose misconduct. His case exposed forensic fraud in the FBI crime lab and suggested it to outside oversight for the first time. And I interviewed him many, many years ago, but it's good to have him here with us today. He's the director of the Forensic Justice Project and pioneer whistleblower, Dr. Weihurst. Thank you for coming on with us.
Well, glad to be here, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to talk about your case when we come back from break. And then all the other cases of major police departments. I know you've seen the stories. Houston Police Department, Dallas Police Department, just where I live in Texas, caught just framing people in an industrial scale. And whether the culture is getting more corrupt or if there's been any good things that have happened. And then I want to ask you your advice, because I myself literally have provocateurs now jumping out at grocery stores asking me if I want to kill people. And my employees will go to a bar to have a drink, and everywhere they go, people walk up and say, hey, I like Alex Jones. What do you think of Obama? And so I want to get your take on what you think I ought to do. I mean, I guess just consulting for me here live on air with any ideas you've got.
Okay.
But we're going to break in a moment, but tell us about your current activities and your Forensic Justice Project.
Well, when I was at the FBI and we were trying to bring to the attention of the Department of Justice there were issues in the crime lab, we realized, first of all, we needed to stop it, then we needed to fix it, and then we needed to find out who got hurt. And finding out who got hurt is a big part of the picture that in our country we seem to want to ignore. That means there could be tens of thousands of incarcerated individuals who were, I don't know whether the word is framed, but were accused by faulty science, by faulty crime lab work product. Those people need to know. They need to know. The Department of Justice has gone about this by saying, well, let's ask the prosecutors if it was material, whatever. And I don't think that's the proper way. I think if you've been treated unfairly by your government, you are part of that government, and you should be given the courtesy of somebody coming to you and saying, by the way, this stuff was flawed. If you wish to proceed with it, here's the way to do it.
All right, stay there, doctor. That was a brief segment. We're going to come right back and give you the floor to start over and then to break all of this down. It's so important. And what you did back in the late 1990s was one of the first big chinks in the armor to let sunlight in on this. Dr. Frederick Weihurst is our guest. We're very, very honored to have him today. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, deep behind the propaganda lines, attempting to wake the people up, attempting to get the population to listen to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine and others' words. Love your country, fear your government, or you will get tyranny. Now, for the rest of the hour, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst is our guest. I interviewed him several times more than a decade ago. He is one of the most famous whistleblowers in U.S. history, perhaps the most famous in the more modern times. He's America's first successful FBI whistleblower. Dr. Whitehurst forced the president to issue an executive order ensuring whistleblower protection of all FBI agents who exposed misconduct. His case exposed forensic fraud in the FBI crime lab and subjected it to outside oversight for the first time. He's the director of the Forensic Justice Project and pioneer whistleblower. Dr. Whitehurst now joins us and exposes FBI misconduct and forensic fraud. And all over the country, every major police department in Texas, Austin, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, have all been caught just framing people en masse. It's all over the newspapers. San Francisco, a few weeks ago, I saw in the news. Tulia, Texas, literally filling the jail with half the town's black people framing them. Here's a New York Times article. DNA evidence can be fabricated, scientists show. That was from a week ago. Folks, we knew this. Years ago that they can fake your fingerprints. But I'm going to shut up now and go to Dr. Frederick Whitehurst for the balance of the hour to talk about, are things getting worse? Are they getting better? What's happening around the country? But first, sir,
Well, just going right back to you, I've got so many questions. Just start wherever you wish.
Well, you were talking about are things getting worse or getting better, and I think they're getting a lot better. I think because we have instantaneous knowledge now. We're connected through the Internet, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. And we can research on our own from our living rooms, our bedrooms, our offices, even our cars. We can be at the beach and find out that, for instance, an article just came out while I was waiting for this this show here. The Nebraska CSI chief has been found guilty of planting evidence. We know about those things now, and that's really healthy. When the government controls the knowledge base, then that becomes dangerous because their inferences may not be proper inferences. We, as a people, govern this nation. That's what our goal is. It may at times we vary from it. But, sir, I think that with instantaneous knowledge, then we all can take part in juries. We can all take part in who we elect. We can say, I'm not sure about this. About three weeks ago, I had a guy in North Carolina before the North Carolina Innocence Commission. His name's Dwayne Deaver. Told them 18 years ago during trial of this man who was before the commission, there were two tests that decided whether it was blood in the evidence. And one of them said yes, and the other one said no. And he only reported the yes. And it has shaken up this state to think that a man in our crime laboratory, a lowly state employee, can put a guy in jail forever. Just unilaterally decide, well, I'm not going to report the stuff that would hurt the prosecutor's case. We found that out instantaneously. This wasn't in some court 500 miles from here, whatever. It's all over the news, all over the place. And so I think it's really, things are getting better, a lot better, because, you know, I could talk to you and you're going out to a lot of audience. I'm in North Carolina. I think you're in Texas, aren't you, sir? And so,
absolutely.
So people's questions can be answered just by going to Google. And are we getting better? We're getting better at the lightning speed, in my opinion. Some of it's frightening because the paradigms that have been in place for so long, you know, let's trust J. Edgar Hoover's agents. They're beyond investigation. They used to tell me when I was in the FBI, we're the investigators, nobody will investigate us. Well, by golly, all of us, anybody, grade school kid can investigate any of these things and look at, don't just accept. So are we moving ahead? Excuse me. We're moving really fast ahead. Are we scared by what we're seeing right now? Yeah, but in the long run, it's going to be healthy.
Well, here's an example. I have the indictment and the affidavits for the head of the Mumbai terror attacks, and it's a U.S. government agent. I have NBC here with the FBI literally commanding and setting up and running the latest Muslim terror group that was going to bomb a synagogue. We have these groups infiltrating militias, and the leaders are the ones who are government informants or agents provocateuring this. And it's just case after case after case. And then I myself have had people who it turned out were feds try to set me up for things. And so I'm trying to understand from your perspective as the former head of the FBI crime lab forensics division, how did you awaken? How did you start seeing the corruption? Why did you speak up? What percentage, as a dead reckoning guesstimation, of police departments or FBI agents or their workers, what percentage, for whatever reason, just love framing people? Because we now know, because of DNA evidence and other issues, in some states, a third of the people or more are completely innocent. And we know that the biggest industry now in this nation is prisons, and there's this incentive to just build, 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 and put more people in prison. And as you said, the paradigm is shifting as the population begins to discover that something is rotten in the state of our republic.
Well, you know, if I'd respond to that, first of all, I don't personally believe that most law enforcement officers are bad. I'm a very strong supporter of law enforcement. And I said, sir, law enforcement. I don't support law enforcement officers that go outside that cross the thin blue line and tarnish their badge. I just don't. I understand from being inside what the pressures are. When we have an Oklahoma City go up and we see bodies of little children being dragged out, we call for revenge. That call for revenge directs our politicians, and that's what they are. They're politicians, to move forward with an agenda that we will at all costs, da-da-da-da-da. Well, that vengeance drags at the foundation of our justice system. We want to know what happened. We want to know who really did it. Unfortunately, in any enterprise such as law enforcement, where somebody who gives the right answer to the right question at the right time gets the right job and there's no oversight, as a friend of mine and I were saying recently, we all know what floats to the top in a septic tank. And that, frankly, is what, without proper oversight, can float to the top in a law enforcement agency or a government agency. People that are willing to do whatever it takes without any moral compass go to the top. They control who then floats to the top with them. The problem you have in law enforcement is the kind of, in my opinion, let's take the FBI. The FBI is cram-packed full of very, very good people. And those that remain as law enforcement officers instead of managers and rear echelon folks, those people, they see what's going on, and they will respond. They respond either as going to the media under the table, which I think is inappropriate. They respond by going forward through the system. For your listeners that don't know, right now there is a move to gut the Whistleblower Protection Act with a bill. It's the Senate Bill 372 before the Senate right now, to gut the Whistleblower Protection Act, to allow the FBI to look to review its own whistleblowers and to decide on their credibility and totally take their rights away. That bill, the structure of that bill, which came through the White House, by the way, a White House which, when it was running for election, said, we're going to strengthen whistleblower protection. That bill would put the FBI in a totally uncontrolled situation. Their own law enforcement officers who would do something about those issues would be shut down. The FBI would be allowed.
Well, let's go back, and then that would generate even more tyranny. Kathleen Rowley and it was 15 or more other FBI agents tried to stop the exact hijackers and were ordered, you will not do that. And the guys that blocked them, their superiors, they got record cash bonuses, and the good FBI agents got demoted or run out.
And you know that, sir, because FBI agents who they tried to stop came out because they're that kind of people. You know, I knew doggone well I might catch a bullet when I was in the FBI for the stuff I was saying. I mean, it was terrifying for me and my family. And where would the bullet have come from? I don't know. But every one of those people said, I'll take a bullet. I'll lose my career. I'll lose my life's work. I may be put in a nut house. I may be arrested. I may be whatever. But that's not happening from field agents. That's not happening from FBI agents. It's happening from criminals who are loose in the FBI. And that is not the major percentage of them. But I can, in my experience, sir, most of those are top managers at the FBI that have managed, through lack of a moral compass, to move to the top and spread that kind of criminal activity where they want to, but they get stopped. If Senate Bill 372 goes through, there's FBI agents, I guarantee you, they'll find another way to stop that criminal activity. They just will. If they're not allowed to be protected as whistleblowers, then they'll just fall on their swords. They're that kind of people. So when you say, you know, law enforcement's run amok, I think what's happening is because of the information that we can get to now, when somebody does run amok, Tulia, Texas, for instance, whoever heard of that? You know, I lived in Texas one time, but I never heard of that place until, by golly, it was shown up that half the town had been put in jail by a bunch of crooked cops. That kind of information makes us think twice when we as jurors or as voters go to the poll. I mean, it just does.
Amazing. Stay there. I want to get into, in a nutshell, your story, sir, so people can understand what you went through, and then talk about some of the successes that you've seen, but also some of the defeats, and what this does to the whole criminal justice system as we have this loss of innocence, and we all discover together that all of this crap has floated to the top.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around.
You know, the government says, let's take the rights of these Muslims, but then that sets the precedent for everybody else. They've got the Enemy Belligerent Act that says U.S. citizens can be grabbed by the military and held indefinitely, and enhanced interrogation can be used. You know, I don't like O.J. Simpson. I think he's a nutty guy, but he clearly did get framed with the blood, with the agent in it that is meant to preserve the blood. And, of course, we're talking to the mystery witness from the O.J. Simpson trial right now. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We've got him for the rest of the hour, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst. But I wanted to go back to the beginning. What happened at the FBI crime lab? Why were you forced to take that risk? As you said, there could have been a bullet with your name on it. Why did you go through all that hell to get the Whistleblower Protection Act through? and now they're coming back with SB 372 to try to reverse that.
Well, the day I walked through the door of the laboratory, which was, I think it was June the 16th, 1986, it was obvious to me it wasn't a forensic crime lab. It wasn't a analytical laboratory. It was a filthy pigsty. And there were no protocols. There was no cleanliness. When you're trying to find material that you can't see with your eye, you don't know whether it came from the crime lab or the crime scene. My initial approach to it was to just clean it up. If people are not going to clean it up, well, I'll clean it up. I saw some things in the lab that bothered me. We do in any organization. I'm sure people working with you or me would question some of our judgment. But I didn't scream my head off. I said, there's a system here to work this out. I took these issues over a period of 6-7 years up through the chain of command, step by step by step, and at every chain, at every point. Somebody said to me, well, I know there's issues. However, it's not your cross to bear. Da-da. Okay, well, it is my cross to bear. First of all, I'm an American citizen. You know, the way I say it is I am an American. Okay? That's important to me. Therefore, it is my cross to bear. But let's see what the management will do about it. They never would do anything about it. We were required by Executive Order 12674 to report fraud, waste, abuse, and corruption to the appropriate authority. The big word there is appropriate. If I tell you there's a problem here and you blow me off, you're no longer appropriate. I did that all the way up to and including the president's office. I mean, over to the White House. There was no appropriate authority within the U.S. Department of Justice in the executive branch at all to address the issues I brought forward. There was no appropriate authority. And so finally, through the U.S. Congress and the Inspector General's office, we took the issues to the American people. And by golly, the American people are the appropriate authority. If we don't like what's going on, we don't need to pick up arms. We have mechanisms. It's very costly to use those mechanisms. They will send you to the shrink, just like out of the old Soviet Union. Oh, well, he's a troubled man. They'll take you from your office in one place and put you in another. They'll harass your wife. They snide comments, give you bad performance appraisals. Well, it never happened to me, but it happened to a number of my colleagues. All of those kinds of things that say, wow, these people are not going to address the problem. They're going to try and shut it down. Well, you know, when the President of the United States has refused to require the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI to obey federal law, Federal Whistleblower Act, they just never obeyed it. They just, well, it doesn't apply to us. That means those people consider themselves above the law, and in this country, no one is above the law. No one. Not even the president.
And we see this system everywhere where 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities where illegal aliens here in Austin can drunk drive and kill people and they get released, but citizens get the book thrown at them because politically the government wants more illegals here for whatever reason. I mean, that's just another example. Now, from your experience, what percentage of crime lab people thought somebody was guilty, and so they planted the evidence, like with what happened with O.J. Simpson with the LAPD, and then, and I know it's not an exact number, versus what percentage were just sloppy and didn't care?
Well, you know, there's another percentage, sir, and that's the people who work very, very hard and really do care. What happens in the crime lab is they've got the data. And back when I was involved with this system, and I still am, but gradually come out of it, they're stuck with this issue. The issue is, well, the guy's probably guilty of something. If I report this stuff, I'm going to lose my job. So what's more important, my family or my oath of office and my nation? And that's a hard decision to make when the President of the United States himself doesn't care. Doesn't care. I mean, you know, what do you do? Well, you finally have to find an answer within yourself. This is my country. I am an American, and I'm not going to tolerate this.
Stay there. Long segment coming up. We've got to stand up. When we see wrongdoing or corruption, we've got to stand up. Absolutely. The solution is in the mirror. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, FBI Crime Lab whistleblower, is our guest. Going right back to him. So there's these three or four groups. I mean, there's people who mean well, and you were telling me during the break, but are fed fake evidence. There's some in there that actually frame people or make the decision. There's others that are just lazy. There's others that want attention. It's just that with all these city crime labs, it comes out that they are just framing people in mass. And we'll talk about some of those cases as well. But I tend to agree with you that things are actually getting better. It just looks like things are worse. Because now we're lancing the wound. We're seeing the pus.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it'd be like if you're at a serial killer's back 40 and you dig up the 25 bodies, things aren't getting worse. You've actually stopped the serial killer. You've got him in custody now. It just looks like it's getting worse because you've now discovered the crime.
You got it. You know, they call them crime labs sometimes because the crime is in the lab. You know, the labs are frankly completely, absolutely overwhelmed, overworked. I just read an article during the break about San Francisco crime lab. They're doing 7,000 cases or, you know, each exam. There's no way you could do science that fast, period. You know, what's amazing to me, San Francisco touts itself as one of the most progressive thought think tanks, if you will, in the country. I'm not sure about that because I'm from North Carolina. But that kind of thing that's going on in San Francisco has been happening for years. And we brought it to the attention of those folks out there. And judges don't do anything about it. Courts don't do anything about it. Defense attorneys are overwhelmed. The lab's overwhelmed. And, well, okay. If what happens in crime labs happened in clinical laboratories, there'd be bodies all over the place. But there'd also be lawsuits. You know, these people have immunity from lawsuit. If a doctor carried out his business like crime labs carry on their business, he wouldn't be a doctor very long. So this state immunity that you've got in the crime labs, as well as no audit function, there's no outside audit function at all. You know, you'll be told the American Society of Crime Laboratory Directors audits these labs. My goodness, they've been auditing these labs for years. Nothing's happened. That's just a good old boy network. So you've got a human enterprise that has no oversight, no oversight at all, sir, none. And on top of that, the oversight system that's supposed to work, which is the court system, is completely overwhelmed. We want to arrest people all over this country for all kinds of things. We're successfully doing it, as you mentioned. We have the largest per capita prison population in the world. But there's just a point at which the system breaks, and it breaks pretty quickly under this kind of overload. The bad people in the system relieve the stress of the overload by just lying, by doing something very often called dry labbing. Dry labbing means you didn't even conduct the analysis. You simply took a chart out of a drawer and labeled it as it came from the analysis and go on to the next case. You've got an overloaded system without any outside oversight. It's easy to institute that oversight, but the government doesn't allow it to happen. Our government, your listeners, do not allow the laboratories in the state of Texas to be audited by independent audit functions. When there's a problem, the government decides who's going to audit your labs. That's crazy. I'm saying that the government officials, law enforcement, not some entity. Here's an example. Clinical laboratories have to answer to the Clinical Laboratory Improvement Act of 1991. It takes more oversight to determine you have a sore throat than to execute you, sir. You can be executed because of a crime laboratory that has no oversight at all, but a doctor going into your throat to determine if you have a sore throat has a paperwork trail that he's very well aware could take away his license to practice. So we have a system out of control. Until the people decide, and this falls right back in the seat of your listeners, sir, until they decide this is not going to happen, I am not going to be threatened by this, let's just put it in place. Oh, it's going to cost some money. Here in North Carolina, we put daylilies in the middle of our highways. Down there in Texas, you put bluebonnets. Okay? Let's put a few less bluebonnets and let's get auditors, not crime laboratory people, auditors, in to look at those labs. Well, is that going to happen? It's not going to happen unless the people that are in Texas and the United States decide enough is enough.
All right, Dr. Whitehurst, let's bring this down to the bottom line.
Yes.
Every major police department I've ever even randomly Googled has had big scandals with their crime labs, and that's with most states having almost no oversight. Yes. It's you know, the same thing as the National Security Act of 47, where U.S. intelligence has almost no oversight, unlimited secret budgets, can do whatever they want. And, of course, the CIA had to admit in 96 with their inspector general that they were shipping in cocaine. Because if you give people that much power and allow them to run wild with no oversight, criminals are going to run to get into those positions of power. Because inside a government position, they can get away with murder where they couldn't get away with it as a private criminal. We know that high-functioning psychopaths gravitate towards government positions. We know that's the basic criminology. This is common sense. That's why 9 times out of 10 you get a tyranny, not a free society. Freedom is a precious jewel that Thomas Jefferson said, even if you defend it, you're probably going to lose it. And so we know that these crime labs, by and large, are a fraud. There's this crisis of confidence as we learn that there's all this fraud. And instead of crime labs now, they're moving to new quackery that makes lie detector tests that have been proven to be a fraud pale in significance. They have fake brain scanners. They have all these other systems that supposedly show if you're really guilty and have been proven to be frauds, quackery. We have all these fake informants lying about people, setting people up, being caught over and over again, lying for money. We have police and all these scandals admitting that they lied on the stand and that it's condoned. So there is this culture of corruption from the top going down throughout the system. And you say the people have to fix it. We know we have the biggest prison population in the world. It's ballooning everywhere. What do we do then if the system is just rotting from the head down and there's just so much corruption?
Well, you know, I might add to that, the safest place for a serial criminal in the United States is in a crime laboratory, because he can get away with it again and again and again, and there's no oversight, and he's immune from prosecution. And you can count on your left hand the number of these folks that have been prosecuted. You know, if you put a man away for 18 years with a lie, then by golly, you ought to go take his place and finish out his term, and your retirement check ought to go into helping the country pay that man what he's owed. But what is the solution? We've got a society here where the solution is. It's at the polls. It's at, you know, I'm a child of the 60s. I'm 62 years old now, and I remember people became involved. We weren't attached to an iPhone and an iPod and a whatever computer screen. We got up and we saw what was going on around us, and we raised our voices. I'm not saying raise your gun. I do not believe in that kind of revolution. I was in Vietnam for 3 years, and I don't want that happening in my country. But we have the ability here. Nobody killed me yet. It's just, you know, in some countries, that'd be amazing. I'd have been dead 20 years ago. Nobody shot me. Now, they made life miserable for me and my family and people around me that supported what I was saying. But we weren't killed. You have the right to come forward and do something, to collect the data. One of the things Forensic Justice Project does, sir, is we're tracking all the victim defendants. I'm not saying defendants or victims. I'm saying victim defendants of the individuals that were pointed out in the investigation of the FBI crime lab. That's a really neat project. In most of our states, we have open records. Citizen groups can take the iPod out of their ear and petition the government for the names of every case that bad guys ever worked. And then go find those people, find out if they're in prison, if they've been executed, and we can do that passing the information around all over the country, and we will launch and have launched an army doing that. When one man goes to jail, sir, he has a family and he has friends, and if they know he's innocent and they see the system do that to him, they do respond. They just don't throw their hands up.
And we've already won the first stage of the battle. We've gone from 20 years ago, the average person saying, no way the police ever frame anybody, to the population in polls, no, they frame whoever they want, whenever they want, and it's causing people to realize this is a fraud. A lot of innocent people are getting out of prison. When you talk to the average police officer or current FBI agent or other whistleblowers that you talk to, you know, the average cop on the beat, because I know you travel around the country and talk to folks, does the average cop realize how incredibly corrupt the system is, and do they defend it?
You know what? I think I was on the inside of the FBI, and I saw the stuff. And I saw how sick people were at the things that were going on, from voucher fraud to time and attendance sheet fraud to you know, you go to court and there's a whole crew there, and one of the guys is obviously lying, and you know that they're sick about it. They're sick about it. But, sir, you know, the structure we have right now forces those people, those good people, to decide between their family security or their oath of office. And that's a dilemma we shouldn't put in their hands. They should know that when they come forward with valid, documented proof that that guy who did what he did will not be protected by his what do you call him in the Bureau, his juice man, not be protected by his management structure, will be tried in a court of law as a criminal, a serial criminal, and sent to prison. No immunity. You lied under oath. You lied under oath, you're going away. You altered evidence, you're going away. There's a man I've been tracking since 1989. That's 21 years now, sir, and collecting information on. It's well-known he lied in the trial of a federal judge. Well-documented. It was documented 4 years after he did it. The FBI covered it up for 9 more years. They then admitted it, but said the issue was too stale. They wouldn't revisit it. The man retired before retirement. And 4 years, 5 years later, the FBI rehired him as a contract employee. And he's now involved in national security issues. So I'm tracking. I want to know everything about every day he ever spent in the FBI. And it's kind of fascinating. They're doing everything they can to stop us from it. I'm 62. I've probably got another 20 good years. I'm not.
So the answer is we have to pick a criminal and hound them and bring them to justice. And with the internet, we can. That's what I've always said.
Yes,
if a politician,
sir, you don't need to hound them. As citizens, hounding is what you need is just to collect the data. Collect the data, and as a citizen group. And it's a fascinating thing. Any bit of data, by the way, I've got, I'll give away to anybody.
Well, doctor, when I say hound, I mean a hound just keeps tracking and never stops.
Yes, sir.
What I mean by hounding.
An old terrapin. You just go after them. You bite onto that. You do not denigrate. You do not slander. You just collect the data. And I've got 6,000-7,000 FBI files under Freedom of Information Act now. I've only processed about 1/5 of those. And the stuff that's coming out of those files is phenomenal. You need to remember why you're doing this. Just because one man lied in a trial does not make the defendant innocent or guilty. It means one man lied. And that defendant, a fellow citizen, no matter what he was accused of doing, deserves the right to a fair trial. This is America, sir. He deserves the right to a fair trial. And if the government won't give it to him, the elected government, the appointed government, then the government called the people, and we are the government of this country, can give it to him.
Absolutely. Let's shift gears for a moment. Here's the New York Times. DNA evidence can be fabricated, science to show.
Yes,
they also admit that the police know how to take your prints, create a silicon copy, and plant them wherever they want.
Yes,
I've been warning the public about this for a decade. It's now becoming mainstream news. But we see the media now selling DNA as if it's 100%. They want a federal DNA database. They've been taking blood from babies for more than 30 years for a secret Pentagon database that's now been declassified. I see this as a new fraud where they can arrest you, take your blood, plant it, and then say, oh, we know you did it.
That's right. So, sir, it's not the science. It is the scientist that we must concern ourselves with. And anyone that is accused should audit that work product. And that's an extremely expensive process, extremely to audit that work product. But, this lady at the San Francisco lab had been there 29 years. I know I was in a trial, a hearing about 3-4 years ago, in which her word was overrode mine before a federal judge. And there she was, as addicted to crack cocaine, as a violent criminal with a gun, and the court accepted what she said. Well, I'm not going to let that go. That thing of educating, and let's put it out on the mainstream, here's where we've won, sir. When I first joined the FBI in 1982, there was no media denigration at all of the FBI. Now, if you see a movie they're in, they're the clowns. If you their reputation of the FBI has been soiled by those people. By those people that cross the blue line and tarnish their badge, it's been soiled, and the FBI didn't take care of it. So the FBI is this horrible public relations deal to overcome. But the American people know it through their culture. You know, there's a show on television called Dexter. He's a serial criminal. He works in the crime lab. Well, where do you think that idea came from? It came from, it's almost daily in the news that a crime lab has had trouble. I think we need to be careful that we don't trash every crime lab technician out there. We just need to question their work product very closely.
We need to keep them honest, and we know there's a major problem here. And it's important when you've got a big military-industrial complex owning and building more prisons, and they want to cram us all in them. It's a life-and-death situation that we point out to people that these groups can't be trusted, and we've got to keep them honest.
Why should we trust them? A scientist does not trust the work of another scientist. He always questions if that's science.
Well, look at Al Gore. Look at Al Gore saying you cannot question the global warming hypothesis. And it turns out hundreds of universities under UN control working together in a concerted fraud.
You know, that's one of these. The kids now say, duh. I mean, I can't imagine anybody trusting Al Gore, sir. I frankly can't. I better not get started on that.
No, let's get started on it. I mean, it's...
I'm a PhD chemist, okay? I mean, I've got a degree in chemistry besides having a law degree, okay? And I looked at what that man was doing, and I said, oh, my gosh, this is in the White House. Come on. And what a absolute buffoon he was. And we're not even describing it as buffoonery. I mean, oh, my goodness. And so what do we have? We've got this... Now we don't know whether there's global warming or not, sir. We really don't know because, you know, there's some good scientists out there that believe it, but there's some frauds out there that are pushing it like Y2K. You remember the Y2K thing?
I do remember. Stay there, Doc. Final segment with Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, also a lawyer, former FBI agent. He headed up the forensic area of the FBI crime lab.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Here's CBC, and I've got another one here, CBS. Pill with antenna ensures patients take meds. They make you eat a microchip to make sure you're taking your meds, part of the medical dictatorship. Police all over the U.S. and in England now break into your house and conduct mock robberies to show you that you don't have enough security. I mean, they're just really going criminal here. They're telling us torturing people's children is a way to get Al-Qaeda to talk. they're trying to warp our minds. And Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, one of the top guys at the FBI crime lab who blew the whistle back in the late 90s, early 90s, was it 1996, Doctor?
Well, actually, the whistleblowing, if you'll call it that, started in about 1992 and went to about 1998.
Sure, but I just remember seeing it peaking there in the mid-90s.
Yeah, that's correct.
I was talking to during the break, and I was saying the government knows they're losing all credibility. They're trying to recruit criminals, not just into the upper ranks, but mid and even lower. They're trying to perfect a tyranny. They don't intend on fixing any of this because they don't think it's broken. They want to go with a full authoritarian takeover. And you said, absolutely, that's what I see happening. Can you speak to that?
I think what's happening there is they are not going to address these issues. They're going to bully people that bring them forward. You know, if we're willing to just go to day-to-day and let things happen, they're going to bully people that are bringing these things forward. Now, and I believe that. If you're up top and you're going to lose your cushy job because it turns out that your laboratory is a mess or that you're the problem or whatever, and that's what I went through with the FBI lab, sir. And so what you end up with is criminals essentially moving up to the top. They had an oath of office. That's a sacred oath. I don't know what people do when they raise their right hand and take a oath of office. Some of them are probably swatting at flies. I wasn't swatting at flies. I had an oath of office. And by the way, I won't give it up just because they let me go. I'm not giving it up. I'm not an FBI agent, but I am an American. And so what happens, they're above the law. They can do anything and get away with it. And they do anything and get away with it. They've got the control over how to put the information out, or think they do. This internet thing is beautiful because we can talk to each other. I don't see massive conspiracies, sir. I just see a lot of people that shouldn't be in control in our nation are in control. And, you know, as I said to you before, that Senate Bill 372 is an example. If you read it, it's an appalling example of what they want to do. They want to get control over good law enforcement officers, good FBI agents, good government employees, and shut them down. Anybody that would propose that is showing his stripes for what he is. That the fact that that would get even into consideration in the U.S. Senate is crazy. They're talking about shutting down any oversight whatsoever of the FBI.
And that's SB 372. And in closing, I've studied history. I'm sure you've studied it. Lawyer, FBI agent, scientist, chemist. In every case, once people give in to a little corruption, then it's a little more. Then worse criminals get in, more ruthless get in. And it always just gets worse and worse until it's Hitler or Mao Zedong, and we're racing towards that now. I don't think people understand. This is do or die. This is an all-or-nothing exercise for the evil people, and it's an all-or-nothing exercise for the good guys.
Well, I think I agree with you. But when we say all-or-nothing, sir, we're talking about lawful disobedience of this, lawfully saying no. I am not talking about militia, and I am not talking about violence. I'm talking about the tools that we have in our society being used effectively by people who get up out of the armchair and just say, I'm not going to let this happen.
I absolutely agree with you. Folks can visit whistleblowers.org, find out more about Dr. Frederick Whitehurst and other great people that are standing up against tyranny. Doc, great having you on with us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Great job of the crew. Pray for us. We pray for you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.